Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, start of a new week, start of a new topic. We're working through a series right now called Epic, where we're looking at some famous stories from the Old Testament part of the Bible. We're learning how they connect as part of one big story, one big epic narrative that runs throughout history, runs throughout the Bible. This week, we're looking at the story of the Tower of Babel. Maybe not the most well-known story, but it certainly brought a word into the English language that people still use today. Babbling. Babbling incoherently. People who are talking and you don't understand it. So we're going to explore that story this week, having already looked at the story of Noah, Adam and Eve, and their sons Cain and Abel. These challenges are really meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, assuming that you've explored some of the basics of Christian faith in the past. If you've never done that, our Christianity 101 course would be a great place to start. You can find it on the same website and app, and we'll get you some of the basic concepts that we try to build on with these challenges. The idea here is that we keep in sync together as a community, even though we're not together in person, to study and grow as one community in the conventional sense. So we have a rhythm to keep us in sync. Every Monday we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Every Thursday we try to apply and live it out. Friday is a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day of rest. And then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we have a brand new Christian community that has started. We meet in Ajax every second Sunday. Our next service is actually going to be February 8th. Hope you can join us. It's a great community where we meet together in one room. We call it the family room because people of all ages meet, worship, and learn together in one space. It's perfect for young families. If you've ever thought about becoming part of a church but thought that having a young family made that really difficult, this is the church for you. Hope you'll try it out. We live in an era now where the idea of a personal brand is all over the place. Encouragement to cultivate your personal brand, whether you're a professional on LinkedIn, or whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or through a blog, there are all these different tools out there to try to create a profile, to make a name for yourself in your industry or amongst friends or an interest group, whatever it might be. The sense that this would be a good thing or a good idea is pretty much built into social media. Very few people question, at least within social media, whether it's a good idea to cultivate these personal brands or whether there's something a little narcissistic or egotistical about it. I read one study recently that said they were able to identify scientifically those with narcissistic tendencies just based on their Facebook profiles. There's a video that made the rounds not too long ago showing a man posting all kinds of optimistic, hopeful, happy things on Facebook. And at the same time, we got to see behind the curtain and see his real life and that it was nothing at all like what he was advertising. Now, I don't know whether that's really a function of social media or if we've just used all kinds of other technologies to do that in the past, maybe with a bit more limited scope. But there's certainly a sense today that we can cultivate these public profiles, our personal brands. They might not always be real. They might not always be healthy. We've attached a link to that video in case you do want to watch it as well. Now, you'd think that with tools like social media available to us, we would also be in an unprecedented era of global cooperation, not just through social media, obviously, but just through all kinds of developments. You can look back over the last 100 years and see all kinds of opportunities have been created for global cooperation. There's a global economy, there's the United Nations, there's the internet with its ability to connect people from across the world. Tools like Google Translate can allow us to actually talk almost in real time with others who speak a completely different language, know nothing of ours, and yet there's a tool there that allows me to speak into my phone and to hear my phone then speak to that person in their language. It's an incredible world we live in, with incredible opportunities for cooperation among people. And yet, as you look around the world, you might question whether it really has brought in an era of cooperation and understanding and hopefulness for the human race. We seem to be still struggling with some of the same divisions that were present in some of the earliest stories of the Old Testament that we're exploring right now, right back to Cain and Abel and their rivalry as brothers after God accepted their gifts differently, to the violence that meant God needed to create a fresh start in the world through the flood. We have to ask that question. Are things different? Are things better? Because of technology and because of all these institutions we've created? Or do we need to look for solutions elsewhere? I'd like to suggest that the problems facing the human race can't actually be fixed just through technology. Just in the case of global warming, something that impacts everybody on this earth, we can see just how hard it is for people to cooperate. It's hard enough for nations to cooperate with one another, much less individuals to themselves, as individuals, make choices that might benefit others who aren't even born yet or others halfway around the world, much less themselves. I think there's actually something in us as human beings that prevents cooperation and the kind of community that we may have a sense we were created for, but that we don't experience. Many people long for it. They long for community, and it doesn't happen. They long for cooperation, and it doesn't happen. And I think that's not just a matter of not having enough technology or enough institutions, enough communications, but it's actually a function of who we are as human beings. Sometimes it seems like we bring in one new opportunity for cooperation globally, as it may be, so like the global economy, and we actually find we've also created a new problem at the same time as we solved others. So yes, the global economy brings all kinds of economic benefits, but at the same time, we now feel the impacts of economic issues in Europe, in China, elsewhere in the world, much more than we ever would have when economies were a little more segregated. The tribal hatreds in one part of the world, thanks to air travel, can now travel quite quickly to other parts of the world. Doesn't take long for them to arrive on our doorstep. The pollution from one country can completely reverse all the green efforts of a neighboring country. So at the same time we find new solutions, we also face new problems. The more things change, the more things stay the same. Why is that? What is it about us as a human race that prevents this kind of wide-scale cooperation and that makes us focus in on ourselves and try to promote our personal brands? What is it about us? Well, we'll see some clues in the story we explore this week. It's a very old story from the Bible that actually describes an unprecedented and probably unmatched era of cooperation amongst humans, all humans that were alive on the earth at that time. And even with that opportunity, with that kind of cooperation, they found that it could actually be quite destructive because it was a tool that could be abused, not just used for God's glory. So this week we'll study that story, but in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life. Why do you think people in the world have such trouble cooperating? When they do, how have you seen it still go wrong? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.